Hello and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. I thank God that we are able to be together this morning. Today is Wednesday and we are living in ordinary time. Today's reading is the same as yesterday's because there are two dramatic healing stories wrapped into one in this section of Mark's Gospel. And so we wanted to take each of those healing stories and consider them one by one. As we do, we will try to pay attention to what Jesus says and does so that we can learn from him in ways that also strengthen our faith and guide our actions. And now we begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hand has molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. You have been born anew through the abiding word of God. A reading from Mark chapter 5, beginning at verse 21. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the sea. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue, named Jairus, came, and when he saw him, fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." So he went with him. And a large crowd followed him and pressed in on him. Now, there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, for she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware that the power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all around to see who had done it, but the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him, and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While he was still speaking, some people came to the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." He allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, he saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. When he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. Then he put them all outside, and he took the child's father and mother and those who were with him, and he went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. She was 12 years of age. At this, they were overcome with amazement, and he strictly ordered them that no one should know this, and he told them to give her something to eat. The word of the Lord. Have you ever felt as if maybe God was too busy to answer your prayers? After all, there is so much suffering and pain in this world, and compared to the suffering of others, we must, or at least at sometimes, maybe even most times, rank a lower priority than many. The woman who suffered from a hemorrhage for 12 years might have felt that way. She had suffered for so long, spent all that she had, and had only grown worse. What's more, we can be sure that she prayed for healing daily and fervently. It would be easy for her to come to the conclusion that she had been forgotten, that God had more important things to tend to than her affliction. In this story, while the woman is full of desperate faith and hope that she can grab hold of Jesus' clothes and receive the healing that she desires, she really doesn't expect Jesus to turn his full attention to her. Her expectation is to sneak up behind him in the crowd to grab onto his cloak, knowing that the power will come out and that she'll be healed, and in that way she will receive the thing that she's looking for. And it just so happens that maybe those expectations aren't far off, because Jesus actually is on his way to do something else. She goes unseen. Jesus is tending to someone else's prayer, to someone else's request, going someplace else and trying to get there in a hurry. Now compare the little girl that Jesus is going to heal, the daughter of the leader of a synagogue. We learn later she's only 12 years old. She's near the point of death. Compare her to this poor woman with a hemorrhage. And who do you think ranks as a higher priority? If you yourself had to make some kind of choice between getting to this little girl fast enough to heal her before she dies, or stopping to affirm the healing of a poor woman who's been suffering from this hemorrhage for 12 years, hidden somewhere in a crowd, what would you do? Jesus doesn't have to make that choice. He simply has the time and attention for each and every one of us. When he feels the power go out of him, when he senses that someone has been healed, someone has taken hold of him in faith, he has to take the time to find her in the crowd. Have you ever wondered why Jesus couldn't just let this go? Why he couldn't just make a note of something that had happened and then continue on his way to Jairus' house to heal the girl before she died? Might it be because this woman needs more than just her body to be healed? Maybe she needs more than to just reach out and grab the back of Jesus' cloak, or to grab him silently and anonymously in the crowd. Maybe she also needs to know that God has seen her affliction, heard her prayers, and has taken the time to find her and affirm that this new life that she has received through her faith in Christ has really come to her as a gift from God. At that moment, there is nothing more important than this woman and her faith. And what is wonderful about this for us is that Jesus feels the same about us too. Jesus hears your prayers. He sees your suffering. He has come to set you free. Your sins are forgiven. Your diseases are healed. You are loved. And this isn't just something we grab a hold of, or we reach out to grab or to touch in some kind of crowd anonymously, facelessly. He sees us. He knows us. He seeks us out, even if it feels as if no one has ever seen or cared for us before. And if that is true, then it is also true that Jesus' disciples, as they notice and take note of this story, are also learning to search the crowd for those that go unseen and unnoticed, but who pray and call out fervently for God's healing, help, and salvation. It leads us to seek people out, people that might otherwise be anonymous or faceless in the crowd, and to let them know that their faith has made them well, that God has heard their cry for help and has reached down to save them through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to set your people free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of your house, born of the house of your servant David. in the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. In you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the gifts of relationship with others, and for the communion of faith in your church. For what else are we thankful today? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all of your children and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for those who are sick, for those who are afflicted, for those who are bereaved. We pray also for those who come to their care and assistance who bring healing. We pray for physicians and nurses and technicians and all who work to care for the sick. We pray for those who bring comfort to those who are bereaved, and we think especially of those in our life who are mourning and grieving even now. We think of those who provide care for those who are afflicted long terms, especially those who are afflicted with problems of dementia and care. Lord, we pray for those who govern the nations of the world that they might do so with wisdom and with compassion. We pray for people in countries that are ravaged by strife and warfare. We pray for those who are working to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, and those, especially today, we think of firefighters who are battling fires out west and all who are affected by that, that you would work through them and bring your healing and peace, not only to people in their lives, but to this, your creation. We pray for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land, that it might boldly bear witness to your life and to your healing, that it might seek out those who cry out to you in silent, nameless, faceless desperation, that the face and the dawn of your grace might shine upon them, that they might know that they are loved. For who else or for what else do we pray today? Almighty and everlasting God, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome in adversity. In all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Now go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people, love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.